You understand?
Yeah.
In other words, you don't know how secure a child felt surrounded by his parents, by uncles, aunts, grandparents, cousins.
Yeah.
You can't imagine. I don't think the children today know that or feel that in the same light that I felt it.
Now, your mother, some of the work she would do around the house, did she keep the house clean?
She kept the house clean. Of course, such things as washing, you know, that was sent out.
Yeah.
You understand? The heavy work,
mm-hmm.
the labor was plentiful and almost for nothing in those days.
Yeah.
So it was easy to get a Negro woman in to do the heavy cleaning, house cleaning, or do the washing.
Yeah. When did they do that?
What do you mean?
Would they take that out on the weekend or?
No, they'd usually take that on a Monday.
Yeah.
All washing was sent out on a Monday.
Yeah.
And I remember at one time or other we had several washwomen.
To do the
washing. They do the starching and the ironing.
On the same day?
No. You'd usually send it out about on Monday, and you'd pick it up, say, about Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
You understand? Of course, that depended on the weather, too, because they didn't have any dryers in those days.
Yeah.
they had to wait for good sunshine, or they had to dry it over the stove in the kitchen. They hung a line within the house, you understand?
Yeah. Now, was the kitchen, was it in the house?
Oh, yes. It was a part of the house.
Yeah. I know in some old houses that the kitchen wouldn't be in the house, like it would be off of the house. Like.
Yes, that is true.
And they'd have some place to get to the house.
They had a runway usually.
Breezeway.
Yeah. Yes. The reason it was put off at a distance, that was more or less houses that were built during slavery time.
Mm-hmm.
The reason it was built at a distance was for this reason.
Yeah.
If the kitchen caught on fire, the house didn't burn.
Yeah.
You understand?
I see. And you've got a room up under the roof in this house?
That's called the attic.
Yeah.
Up there. No, there's no room in this house. It was never finished up
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Yeah, some houses, does that have a...
No, it don't either.
Yeah. Some might, and what would they have to get up to them? Did you ever see them? They would have a place to get upstairs, they would have...
Yes, you usually had a somewhat of a, what I would call a step ladder.
Yeah.
It was a combination ladder and step. You understand, built ladder, like a ladder, but they were wide steps, and they would go up.
You know, a lot of those old southern houses, Mr. have a what? They have a big... When you come in the foyer, they'll have a big... to get up to the second story, they'll have a... big flat thing, you know?
Well, to get to the second story, they have a what I call a step ladder.
Yeah.
In other words, it's a stairway built in the shape more or less of a step ladder. You understand?
Yeah, yes, I see.
It had to be, because they had a limited space.
Yeah.
Now there's a, if you yell long enough and I can get to Mr. I would like to take you, he's done an old house that a great grand uncle of mine lived in. He what's the time they use for that?
Renovate?
No, not renovate. He restored.
Restore.
Now the boys in that family lived in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
There was a room built up there. They slept. The daughters, there were 11 children in the family. The daughters slept on the ground floor. The ground floor was a basement, you understand?
Yeah.
And they slept on the same floor with their mother and father.
Now this is, this here is...